KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. Hope you're having a good morning. Good morning again, Laguna Beach. Craig here, Rainbow Radio. We've got a lot to get to today. I'm so glad you're listening. I hope you're over at the Saturday market. I hope all the radios over there are listening. I got a special guest this week is Daniel Garza. Say hello, Daniel.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
We're going to dive into a bunch of stuff with him. But first, before we get to that, I want to talk about our sponsor. We love Mike Johnson and Villa Realty. We love you. Thank you for being our sponsor. They're in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. They're for they're specialized in real estate, residential real estate, high-end residential real estate, and they're a fabulous people. They're our neighbors. We love them. Support them. If you'd like to be a sponsor, you can contact Rainbow Radio via KX 93.5 FM, Laguna Beach's only FM radio station, and talk to Meredith. Just go on the website, 93.5.com. Talk to Meredith if you'd like to sponsor this fabulous new show that I'm very prejudiced about. and then we're going to, I want to give a shout out to Lynn, who's listening. She's visiting here from the UK. We love you, Lynn, and dear friend, and I guess a soulmate, as far as I'm concerned. So I hope she's listening. Last week, she didn't. So I gave her hell, and excuse me, and her and Marcus. All right. Beyond that, we're going to have talk a little bit to Daniel Garza. We're going to have our regular featured news and featured artist this week will be George Michael. We'll talk a little bit about him. And then there's some news I find kind of interesting and exciting regarding Same Love music out of Australia. And but first, before we go any further, let me introduce you to my guest a little more, Daniel Garza. You live here in Laguna Beach, right?
I do. I've lived here for over 8 years. It'll be 9 years in January. Yeah.
Yeah. So Daniel has a lot to share. I'm gonna play the naive interviewer. And he's a survivor, from what I can understand, in a lot of ways. And sometimes in our lives, we are challenged with many things and adversity. And he has a very positive outlook about adversity, that it often brings strength and introspective and understanding of the human spirit and what you can do with yourself to improve your life, having experienced a few things. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Wow, that's a pretty good intro. Thank you. The pressure now.
It's on you. Go, take it away.
Let me make this really dramatic, people. First off, thank you for inviting me. What a great way to start Saturday morning with a nice conversation. So thank you. And especially here in Laguna, I do a lot of things in Laguna, but But it's nice to finally be at the radio station. It's really cool.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Daniel. And knowing your background, you've got a lot to share. So
this is going to go in my dear diary moment for tonight. I was on the radio today. But anyway, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let me start with the disclaimer that it looks a lot happier than it really is sometimes. It takes a lot of effort to make it look this easy. My background, I guess the tragedy backgrounds. I was sexually abused when I was a kid, and that obviously brought its traumas.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with AIDS in 2000. I'm a 2-year now cancer survivor. 4th of July 2015. No, Cinco de Mayo 2015 is when I was diagnosed. I remember the dates. And I live with a colostomy. I've also been diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And then there's post-traumatic stress disorder due to health issues. you name it. I tell people I'm an overachiever. I want everything in life.
Oh, absolutely. You want it and want it now.
Yes, let's do this.
But through that, through all those horrible experiences, you're giving back to the community, which I think is the tremendous part of what makes Daniel a wonderful human being. Well, so,
you know, God, I'll bring God into this because God has been a big part of my life. I was raised Catholic, so Catholic guilt will always live.
Hispanic and Catholic?
Yeah,
oh,
you know.
Get out of here.
I know it's an oddity in California, but I'm one of those. I'm like a unicorn. But I'll tell you this quick little story, and this will kind of put in perspective where my life is. When I was diagnosed in 2000, I was living in Houston, and I went to a little support group. And a couple of days before the support group, I had a dream. I was already diagnosed, but in my dream, God came to me and said, hey, I've got this thing for you. It's going to be hard. It's tough, but I think anybody can pull it off. It's you. And I was like, well, what is it? And he's like, AIDS. And in my dream, I didn't have it yet. And I was like, oh, well, that's an odd gift. But God was like, hey, if anybody can do something wonderful with it, it'll be you. And I was like, okay. So a couple of days later, I go to the support group, and just by coincidence, they were talking about God and illnesses. And I was like, oh, perfect. So I was the last one in line. I told my story, and I was asked not to come back to the support group because they thought that how dare I assume that God had given me this gift or that it was a gift.
Oh.
And I didn't go back, but I went home and thought about it. And I'm like, why not? Why not do something positive with this? Why not try and break the shame and the stigma? There's a lot of responsibility in being Hispanic, HIV positive, and an advocate because people want to see you as this positive face of. And I thought, why not me? Why not go out there and do it? So
that's very generous.
That's how my advocacy and my outlook on life started. So.
So you're involved with some local organizations in that support of people with HIV?
Yes. I am the chair of the Laguna Beach HIV Advisory Committee. So this will be my third year. I'm not sure about my last, but I've been the chair for 3 years now. And so this year we're planning our World AIDS Day candlelight vigil here at the Cobblestone Park. I've been volunteering with Shanti for several years as one of their speakers, and we go to high schools, colleges, and universities.
Yes, and I know you're involved with ASF because I actually met you there at one of those functions. Chance McGee was a guest recently, Daniel, and he spoke of how many people, new cases of HIV there are in Southern Orange County, and I believe it was over 300 and some odd a year. Yeah, and so the question in my mind at that with Chance was, wow, what do they do? How do they deal with it? Who do they talk to? Where do they go? And he certainly supported that people could get all the help they need from ASF. But you work with ASF as a mentor to some of those HIV So I've now we're digging down into the nitty gritty of what's going on. I think. Here.
Excuse me. I'm very grateful to ASF. They actually sponsored me to get certified. So I'm a California certified tester and counselor, HIV tester and counselor, and they sponsored me. So thank you, ASF, for that.
I'm going to say what I said to Chance. I'm so grateful that there's people like you in this world that make it a better place, because that's the pouring out of the love from your heart that really matters. That matters to me and a great many people.
There's something very magical about going to a high school, college, university, and talking to students. And you can give all the facts you want. There's and numbers and stats and but when somebody stands in front of you and tells you their personal story, and now you put the facts with the face, and it not because it's me, it could be anybody else standing there, it really opens up your eyes. I saw this at the Triumph Tuesdays that they do their ASF. So if anybody wants some personal time and go and see what ASF is about, definitely check out Triumph Tuesdays. But to hear somebody tell their story of how they've survived, how they got infected, how an agency is helping them, how now they're giving back to the community, it's really cool. And I again, not because it's me, but I have been full circle. I came to California not knowing anybody, and ASF was there to help me out. And now, full circle, I volunteer for them and go speak to other people. So it's really cool. It's a cool story.
No, I appreciate that. I think, as I said to Chance, too, that there was there's kind of an attitude, oh, that's so decades ago, the HIV situation. And it's so easily dismissed, it seems, lately, when it's really a huge part of what's still going on and still hasn't been, I guess, fully eradicated, but fully understood. So it's people like you that help out with that.
Well, when we still are having people being infected, there's still an issue.
And right.
As long as there's still numbers, we have to get the message out. And you're right, people kind of have forgotten about it a little bit. And we have some really great advances in HIV and AIDS prevention and medications, but it's still there. So we've got to address it. I hope that in my lifetime we find the cure, or we find a zero.
I hope so. Absolutely.
But I'm getting kind of old. So that's
Well, we're going to take a short break here, Daniel, and play a little music and come back and talk some more with Daniel and what his life's path has been for himself and what he wants to make of the future. Here we go.
I wanna love you.
Okay, KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. I'm back here with Daniel Gaza, and we're going to get back to him in just a minute. But this is part of the show where I want to talk about a couple of things. If I'm soliciting from my listeners, so listen. I'm soliciting. If you know of someone who has a LGBT secret, and I mean something that's fun to do, something that's interesting, cultural experience here in Laguna Beach, which is the center of the universe, and don't forget it, please let me know, because I want to have it on the radio show. I think it would be fabulous to talk globally about some wonderful, cool, very interesting things going on here in Laguna Beach, and there's tons of them. Let me know. You can go CraigWCooley@gmail.com. You can go to rainbow-radio.com. You can go to kx93.com. Any of those will get to us, and leave a message if you've got a secret you want to share with the world. We'll get it out there. Also, I like to feature LGBTQ business of the week. So if you're a local business in Laguna Beach and gay-owned and say you want to share with you what services you have and what your life's experiences have been in Laguna Beach, we would love to hear from you here on KX93.5 and particularly Rainbow Radio. So please, those two things, if you know a secret or if you know a business that would hopefully want to share what's going on in either case on the radio, on the airwaves. I'm not an ogre. I'm a pretty nice guy. I won't beat you up. I won't tear you apart. Right, Daniel?
Not when you first get here. No.
That beating comes later.
Yes.
So please shout out to us here at the station with any information you have on that. Every week I like to try and feature an artist that I think has been very prominent in our culture, let's say. And this week, it's a wonderful artist, and sadly he's no longer with us, but that's George Michael. It's Georgios Kyriakos Panayiotou is his real name. Go figure. And George Michael, up to the time of his death, he had sold more than 115 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. His breakthrough debut duo with Wham sold 28 million. I remember that. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Oh, and everyone says, oh, he's straight. I said, no, no way, no way. And he did share his personal life with us later. More like he had an incident. And anyway, we all realized that he was indeed a part of the community. And sadly, we lost him just recently at the end of, it was December 24th or 25th of last year that we just lost him. But George Michael did a lot of wonderful things for the community. He gave back millions of his dollars. He shared of himself in ways that we'll never know that are still being talked about. And so he's sadly missed. And with that, I'm going to play one of his greatest hit songs. Oh, that was the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful George Michael. It also said here, I want to say, he won 2 Grammy Awards from 8 nominations, and he came out as gay in 1998, which is a while ago. And he was active in the LGBT rights campaigner for HIV/AIDS and charity fundraisers. Isn't that right, Daniel?
Yeah. I keep talking over your music. I actually found there is a petition going on for him to be knighted.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not knighted. I could call up my friend Lynn and she could drop in on the Queen and give her the, you know.
Could she?
Yeah, please. I think that was appropriate. When she's headed back on Monday, so I'm sure by Tuesday or Wednesday we'll hear about a knighting of George Michael.
You're so influential. I didn't realize that.
We need it done now. Anyway, I will admit she suggested perhaps that I use him. Daniel, you also have a podcast, I understand.
I do. My show is called Put It Together. It's been...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, thank you. It's been... I started in end of January, February of 2012. So I've had it for 5 years. The show originally... again, long story short, I have stories for everything, but I had been a guest on another friend's show, and as a joke, I said, why don't you have them give me my own show? So he went to his producers, and one said yes, one said no.
Oh.
The company is called Abnormal Entertainment out of Phoenix.
Abnormal
Entertainment. So I thought I fit in perfectly there. One producer thought I was too nice because I was talking about spirituality, and it was the end of the year, and he was like, he's too nice for us. We're a little more edgy. So I recorded a pilot, and in the pilot, I talked about HIV and AIDS and alcoholism. I'm 10 years clean and sober, so I talked about alcoholism and drug addiction. I talked about sescapades that I had while I was drunk and high. And again, in the end, it was like, okay, so all this happened, but here's what I got out of it. Here's what I learned out of it. And the whole premise of the show is, here's how I'm putting it together.
Oh, I like that.
So yeah. I sent it to them, and they were like, if you're going to talk about drugs and alcohol and sex, welcome to the company. So I was like, yay. And over the last 5 years, I just hit 170 episodes this Friday.
Oh, wow.
I took time off while I was recouping from cancer, but I was doing video blogs. And my producer was putting those online. So you can actually see 28 days of treatment and 28 days post ostomy surgery. And it's been amazing. I've interviewed, there's several people that have been on the show a couple of times. So there's some repeats. But I've interviewed authors and some actors, producers, people in recovery, health issues, divorced mothers who made it, started their own companies. Hopefully, I will get you on my show.
I don't know.
I'm working on
payback
that.
Payback is...
you know? I didn't wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning for nothing, sir.
Oh, my.
You learn so much from people and listening to their stories and having a conversation. And my show, really, there is no guideline. There's no questionnaire. There's no prep. We just sit down and it's like,
no hidden agenda.
No, it's like the only question I ever ask my guests is like, how do you put it together? And they start telling me their story. And eventually we talk about whatever they're promoting.
Now, I'm gonna hit you from left field a little bit here. Say I'm 23 year old and I've been, or 28, say I'm in my 20s. And I'm myself concerned that I'm on a bad path, and the alcohol and the abusive drugs and some situations I'm in are starting to affect me, and I'm not sure who I could reach out to. So what if you were, knowing what you know and the life's path you've taken and the options that are out there, what is your suggestion for that young adult, male or female, and what they're struggling with?
Well, I'm going to think back to me at 28, because I was a mess at 28.
I read all about it.
You read it? Yeah. It's a page-turner. First of all, if somebody came to me at 28 and said, I'm done with this. I need to change. That's the perfect sign that somebody's willing to, because we can see them tearing themselves apart.
Yeah.
But if they're not ready to do the work that it takes to change, not change, to
improve.
Yeah, to adjust their lives. Because okay. one of the most beautiful things that happened, I sobered up when I was 36. One of the greatest things that happened, I went to rehab out in Dickinson, Texas. It's a little tiny town. Hello to Bay Area Recovery Center. I still love them. Best summer of my life. I went there June 21st, 2007. I was tired of running from dealers that I owed money. I was tired from running away from people that I owed. I was tired of trying to figure out how to get the next high, what other excuse to make it work because I was late or didn't show up. My mind was just tired. My body was tired. So when I walked into rehab, I remember that first day, I walked in, sat down on the couch, and I fell asleep. I was like, I'm done with this. But there were many times before where I thought I was ready and people wanted to help me and it just wasn't time. But if somebody comes to you and says, this is the life that I've been living.
I feel I need change. I feel I'm not happy.
One of the best lessons that they gave me at Bay Area was, we're not going to tell you can't drink anymore. We're not going to tell you don't do drugs anymore. We're going to show you how to celebrate life without the use of drugs or alcohol. We're going to show you how to confront tragic moments, sad moments, without drugs or alcohol. We're just going to show you a different way to tap into your feelings. No, we're going to show you a different way to acknowledge and live through your feelings without having to numb them down.
Oh. That's wonderful.
And it's not easy. It's not easy, especially to have things pop back into your head and go, I really could use a shot of tequila right now. and I will say after 10 years, there's days when I get back from Los Angeles and I'm like, I really.
Oh.
But luckily we have some really great gelato places here that do just about the same job.
So there's embracing life with gelato and the hell with the tequila. Yeah.
You know, go get some gelato, go sit by the beach, watch people, watch
waves. Have a moment.
Yeah. And
So this young, let's go back to this 28-year-old, and which could be anyone. Let's go and say that they're ready. They're to this pivotal point where they're very unhappy, and they're unhappy with their path. They're not sure. They're hopeful that there's a better life out there for them,
right?
And they're willing to reach out. Where would they go? If knowing what you know, where would you send them, or where would you suggest that might be beneficial? Everyone's different, but yes.
Yeah, I would. This is where it would take a two-sided road. I think somebody who's dealing with drugs, a rehab, and we have some really great places here locally. A rehab would be a great place to go. Alcohol, there's some really good support system, 12-step groups. There's a lot of help here, too. But I would seek a professional place to take them first, just to get assessed and figure out where their level is, where their addiction is.
And there's services that can help find that professional service?
Yeah, correct. And I have connections with several places, so if they contacted me, I could definitely help them along the way.
Okay, well, with that, what is your contact information?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big Facebook person, so you can find me on Facebook at Daniel G. Garza. Look for me there. Or if you want to email me, it's DanielGGarza@hotmail.com, and you can just send me emails there. But because detoxing is a hard couple of days for some people. It took me a couple of days to detox. And in that case, you need somebody there.
Yeah,
somebody to watch them. And then I'm going to 12-step a little bit, but people, places, and things. You've got to change locations. Mm-hmm. You've got to change friends. You've got to change what you do. If you sober up or get clean, and then you go back to the same people in the same places and doing the same things, it's not going to work. Then you're not ready.
Well, I you obviously have some excellent advice there, and it's all about that personal part of it. I lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? So if you want, if you're in a spot, oh, I know what I'm going to say. So we're going to take a break here and play one more song about California vibing. We love California. We're part of California. And we're going to come back one more time here with Daniel, and he's going to talk about the wonderful things of life that he appreciates. And we'll, because we've done this, we've done the perspective, I guess, of getting help or identifying perhaps things that you could do to improve your quality of life. And we're going to talk to Daniel about what those quality of life issues are for him and how he embraces those one fun and fantastic things. I think part of it is being here, but I'm being prejudiced.
This is the highlight of my day.
Thank you. I hope it's the highlight of your week. What are you talking about?
I'm 46. This is of the year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to go do some California vibing here.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the concrete world. Look at all the plastic. Suffocating boys, suffocating girls. Welcome to my city. Welcome to my, oh my God. Have you heard the radio? Baby boy just shot his top. And I don't know why we're living this way. But we do. Yeah, we do. California. Vibing. California soul. California vibing. Oh, night long. California gold.
California vibing there. I'm back with Daniel. I want to get a little bit of news here. There was something I found very interesting. I tried to get to it last week, but I ran out of time, so I'm gonna do it this week. It seems in Australia that Macklemore, with his fabulous song that he was out in 2013, it's called Same Love. Well, Australia's Attorney General, George Brandis, has defended the rapper because they want to play it, his song at the National Rugby League. And there was some tremendous objections about it by some ultra-conservative groups there. And they felt that perhaps if we were going to play something that was pro-gay, they should play something that's pro-straight that supports the straight community. Well, I'm sorry, but there's tons of stuff that supports the straight community What about one little slice of the gay community? So what happened, which I found, which was very interesting, is that that through this process and all the political hoopla that went up, he has sold more records, jetted to the top of the charts again with this same song. And it has a very poignant message about being gay and growing up gay. It's called Same Love, and I'm glad that he's persevered. I'm not sure if they've actually played it yet at the National Rugby League, which is pretty conservative, organization, I guess, in Australia. I'm not sure if it's been played or not, but I'm going to play the song for you right now, because and listen to the message. It's I love the words in it. A friend of mine, Joe Meetzel, turned me onto it a few years ago, and when I heard it again and heard what was going on in Australia, I had to play it on the radio show. I just knew that. Here we go. Same Love.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago. I don't know.
And I can't change, even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change.
Keeps me warm.
Oh, boy. Those words are really hitting home with me. We need more artists like Macklemore. Please, more artists like Macklemore. That's a great message. I'm back here with Daniel Garza. And on that note about love and same love, that we all share the same love, whether it's gay, straight, or whatever, love of our dog, love of our pets, and I'm going to toss it over to you, love of our lives. So we talked about some very serious things up to this point, and we're going to talk now about the future and what's bright in Daniel's future. And
Daniel Land.
Daniel Land. Daniel, there we go.
There you go. There's the title for my next feature. Again, disclaimers. I make it look easier than it really is. It takes a little effort to look at the silver lining, to find the silver lining in things. I wasn't always that way, but definitely sobriety helped me get to that point. What's in my future? Well, I'm an actor too, so I recently became a union actor, so I'm official. So I'm hoping to be on TV. My goal in life is to have my own show. I want my own talk show. So that would be a really cool thing to do. I want to continue public speaking. I really enjoy talking to kids. And this November, I'll be going to Philly to talk at a conference. So I'm part of a panel. So I'm making the big leagues.
So to observe your comments here, you, part of your current pleasures in life is speaking to youth and other people in at risk and perhaps needing some guidance and some help.
Yeah, and not just, I've kind of, like, my spectrum has grown over the years. Well, I'm 46, and you have to expand. You have to, your comfort zone has to keep growing. I don't think I've ever actually had a comfort zone. I think it's kind of stretched out all over the place. It's like a really bad made tortilla. It's just all over the place.
Oh, no. That's a vivid image.
But it still tastes good.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's got to taste good.
I like talking about HIV and AIDS. I like talking about activism. I like talking about how we're going to help more people, how we can address more people. I like speaking to people about spirituality and energy work. I'm a Reiki master, so I enjoy the energy, the people's energy and turning that negative energy around. I'm definitely a ham for attention, so being an actor is perfect because you get to pretend. You get to go and pretend to be somebody else for a while and see how somebody else lives their lives. And then I get to do my podcast, which is amazing because I get to meet all these great people. Yesterday morning, I was in L.A. performing improv with this troupe for seniors at a retirement home.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, I was there just to...
You have no boundaries.
No, I was there to shoot video and interview them afterwards, but they included me in their lineup. So I ended up doing improv with them for seniors. Then I sat down, we were supposed to share time with the residents. I ended up talking to this woman from Mexico who was 100 years old. And she was telling me stories about when she was young.
Are we going to deport her?
No, I hope not. Legally? She is so delightful.
She's a threat to our community.
Yes. That 100-year-old woman in her wheelchair.
Yes.
Give a woman a powered wheelchair, let me tell you.
She had documentation.
But I was like, how did my morning end up this way? Like, this is awesome.
Because, Dan, you probably keep your head up and look for the opportunities, and they come when you do that.
Well, we talked about this a little bit before the show started. You've got to say yes. You've got to say yes to things. Opportunity knocks, opportunity opens doors, and sometimes we're so fearful of going through them because it's something different. But like I told you before we started, the great thing about the doors of opportunity is that you can go in, and you come back out. If it's not for you, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't feel right, you can always turn around and say, you know what? This isn't for me. I'm going to go knock on another door.
But just, don't dismiss it before.
No, yeah. You just never know. I was on a talk show, a radio show in L.A. 2 years ago, translating for an attorney who was there to talk about immigration. And the DJ knew that I did card readings and offered me a chance to do horoscopes for the show. I'd never done that before, but I was like, let's give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to play them. I've been on the air with him for 2 years now. And that got me a gig with another radio station. And now I'm looking to a third. So it just expanded.
Good for you.
And that's just one example. I'm too dumb to not say, to not know when to say no or when to edit. So, you know, jump. I'll leave it with that.
Yeah.
If opportunity knocks and opens the door for you, walk in. You can always walk back out.
Check it out. That's some great advice. I think the fear is often 10 times more than the actual experience as far as being, I don't know, how would I say that? I remember the first time I wanted to be an artist and I couldn't be the artist because I was afraid I'd be judged. And then all of a sudden, I had a cathartic moment thinking, I can be an artist. It's my art. It's me. And if they don't like it, that's not my, I don't own that. It's about me, and not to be self-absorbed, but it's about me feeling free to express myself and not being worried about being judged. And so that fear comes in a lot of ways. And when those doors are there, you're fearful to open them because you're fearful for being judged or fearful for a lot of, I think a lot of unfounded reasons, the wrong reasons to not go through the door. So I applaud your effort, your comment there.
And then in that, what is judgment really going to do to you? In the long run, what does it really do? Does it take your money? Does it punch you in the face? No, just we create the monster called judgment to hurt ourselves. Nobody else really does it. But we live in social media world now, and people are fabulous at being critics. But what does that really do to you?
Yeah.
And like my boyfriend says, when I start getting worried or like, oh, they're not going to like this, he's like, how much is worry paying you?
That's a good point. And I'm very like, practical sense.
Yeah, it's like, what do you, when he first said that to me, I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, all this worry.
What's the benefit?
How much money are you making off of this worry? And I'm like, well, nothing. He goes, well, then stop worrying.
Zero, like, none. Oh, some great advice. I got to make a few announcements here. And again, I'm going to reach out to the community. If you know of someone like Daniel that you feel would be a good person for the show, please contact us. I don't know everyone. And my resources are pretty damn good. But also, there's certain things, certain opportunities that I can easily miss. So, also, if you know a business of the week that you want to promote or support a business, we'd love to have them on here and talk about what their business and what they offer to the community. Those things are so very important. We're going to think about on this next song. We'll be back in just a few minutes and wrap up the show. Here we go.
I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
Yes, indeed. We've been thinking about you. We just have a few minutes left, so I'm going to cut in here and thank Daniel for being here. We appreciate it. And again, I'm going to say it one more time. It's wonderful that you're in this world and you're pouring out that, I guess, that love and caring and
thank you.
All the wonderful things from your heart. It's very obvious that that's the kind of person you are. And thank you for being here on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Anytime. I'm just down the road. We'll have to have tacos next time.
Okay. Well, yeah. Or you said an enchilada. We want one that tastes good. May not look real good. We want one that tastes good, right? I got a shout out again to Mike Johnson, our sponsor, and thank him for Villa Real Estate. In Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa, and his offices are just across the hall here. Anytime you need or have friends or anyone has any real estate needs, please talk to Mike Johnson, or Michael as we know him. This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. We're so glad you tuned in this week for Rainbow Radio. We will be back again next week. With another fabulous show, another lineup. I'm going to have a co-host next week, a fabulous lady. Stacy is her name, and her last name evades me, but she's a ball of fire, and I can't wait to have a little dialogue back and forth with Stacy. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We're going to take it away with another song here, and see you or hear us next week. KX93.5 FM, Laguna Beach.